And to talk to us about that, it will be Michael Oslin. He's an Asia expert with the very prestigious Hoover Institute. We're going to find out some details from him. It is now 8 o'clock. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. New this hour, there's been a fatal accident this morning at the Mark Station in Odenton, where a person has reportedly been struck and killed by a train. Service on Mark's Penn Line has been suspended as a result. We'll have more details as they become available. America's top diplomat says this morning he does not believe there is any imminent threat from North Korea. And Secretary of State Rex Tillerson also says Americans should sleep well at night.
What we're hopeful is that this pressure campaign, which the entire world now has joined us in, and with the engagement of China and Russia, two of North Korea's closest neighbors, that they can begin to persuade the regime that they need to reconsider the current pathway they're on. Think about engaging in a dialogue about a different future.
Tillerson is speaking just hours after President Trump and North Korea exchanged new threats that have raised concerns about a potential military confrontation. Lawmakers are among those reacting to the president's rhetoric.
Virginia Congressman Dave Brat says he has faith in the Trump administration when it comes to dealing with North Korea.
We have no alternative.
He tells the Larry O'Connor Show.
The language is pretty stiff, but, this is the problem. We've been kicking the can down the road for 30 years on our foreign policy.
As for what's next, Michael Mazza with the American Enterprise Institute tells Larry.
My guess is that this leak of the DIA assessment is meant perhaps to put pressure on China to abide by the resolution, to enforce those sanctions.
Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
We'll have to wait until at least next month before we know if non-citizens will have the right to vote in municipal elections in College Park. The city council last night postponed a vote on the proposal. When the council next takes it up on September 12th, members could either decide the question then or decide to put it to a referendum. A rookie D.C. firefighter still in the hospital after an accident at a fire scene last week. Now his colleagues are trying to raise money for his recovery.
The Scorched Souls Motorcycle Club is made up of D.C. firefighters. Firefighters known for giving back.
Very difficult to go through something like this, and this is a time where coming together just helps us all cope.
Club President Robert Alvarado is a lieutenant with the D.C. Fire Department. Today, from 8 a.m. until noon, the club is hosting a breakfast buffet fundraiser on Capitol Hill for Dane Smothers Jr. He's the rookie firefighter who was hit by a ladder truck last week.
We're definitely not out of the woods, and once again, that's why the family is just at their primary focus right now.
All you need to do is bring $20 to the breakfast, and the money will go to help Smothers and his family. Caroline Tucker on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Well, we've all had to deal from time to time with a less than ideal neighbor, but some people in D.C.'s Sheridan, Calorama neighborhoods have a much more complicated issue on their hands.
Some embassies are a beautiful homage to home countries, but others right now are eyesores.
Eastern European, the African women, where you have a change of administration or something and the embassy is abandoned.
Events thousands of miles away could mean an embassy in D.C. gets overgrown and forgotten, says D.C. Councilmember Jack Evans.
It's always a very interesting diplomatic challenge.
When he hears from constituents, Evans usually goes to the State Department, but it's a precarious situation.
We have property in those countries. Whatever actions we take are likely to be reciprocated.
And add insult to injury for the city.
These properties are worth millions of dollars. Nobody pays any property taxes.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Georgetown University is going to follow the lead of Harvard Law School and has announced it will no longer require applicants to the law school to take the law school admission test. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 22,085, the Nasdaq at 6,370. Sports, the Nationals lose to Miami. The Orioles drop one to the Angels. WMAL News Time 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Weekdays 3 to 6.
Whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, I would just like to take your temperature right now.
The Larry O'Connor Show.
This is a beautiful thing.
Traffic and weather. The day's top stories and you.
Thank you for taking my call.
I got it.
On Washington's Mall.
WMAL. Novant Health UVA Health System Orthopedics and Sports Medicine believes life calls for a full range of motion. We provide advanced treatment options to bring back your mobility. You get back to playing golf with your friends.
Nice shot.
We invest in technology to precisely diagnose your pain. You get back to playing fetch with your best friend.
Who's a good boy?
We carefully design a treatment plan tailored just for you. So you get back to dancing with your better half.
Come on, honey, let's do this.
We have experts devoted to your rapid recovery. So you get back
to what matters most.
Higher, Daddy, higher!
Here goes!
Woohoo!
No matter the moment, we're here to help you live an active life with less pain. Visit NovantHealthUVA.org/motion for more information on how to live your life in full range.
805 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia, we get started off with some relief in sight here on the Fairfax County Parkway. The crash cleared over to the grassy shoulder on the southbound 286, the Fairfax County Parkway, right as you come up to I-95. I know it's very slow, but again, now with all lanes open, that's improving quickly. 395, heavy through Landmark, again, Pentagon 2 and across the 14th Street Bridge. Had an incident reported on the southeast-southwest freeway, initially reported in the westbound direction near the 3rd Street Tunnel. On the George Washington Parkway, watch for those southbound delays merging to get onto the 14th Street Bridge. Had a stalled car also reported in that stretch. Now, let's get you around the Beltway, topside, out of College Park to Silver Spring, outer loop, inner loop still slows coming off of 95, and to get you past Route 1 in College Park. 270, uneventful. Urbana, Hyattstown below speed and a little bit of volume now into Germantown. No problems to report as you're heading south on the spur and across the American Legion Bridge. A little bit of volume each way. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good looking couple of days before showers, thunderstorms return by Friday morning. Got a few clouds this morning. This afternoon, a few clouds with sunshine, about 85. Tonight, mainly clear, 67. Suburbs a little cooler. Sun and clouds tomorrow up to 85. And then morning showers and thunderstorms by Friday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 65 in Centerville, 56 in Damascus, 66 degrees in Washington. Can the U.S. North Korea rhetoric be cooled off? Get the latest at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
Good morning. It is 8:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. You made it. It's Wednesday, midweek. I'm Mary Walter with Vince Colonese.
Hey there.
Joining us right now is Michael Oslin. He is an Asian expert with the Hoover Institute. Michael, thank you so much for joining us, and welcome to Mornings on the Mall.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Wanted to talk to you, obviously, about North Korea and where we're headed with this. You're hearing a lot of rhetoric. We're hearing a lot of rhetoric from the administration, from the president himself. A lot of people saying very heated rhetoric. What are our options at this point with North Korea?
Well, I think anyone who's been dealing with North Korea will tell you we don't have any good options. We have failed for a quarter century to prevent them from getting nuclear weapons, now getting a ballistic missile that can reach the United States. This is the one thing that everyone told us, all our presidents told us we would never get to, and here we are. So you're either going to have to go to war, which no one wants, and of course is not the way to solve this unless, of course, they wind up attacking us or our allies. Or you're going to have to negotiate, which has failed for 25 years, or you have to accept now that they're a nuclear state and start thinking seriously about containment and deterrence.
I want to ask you about the role that China plays here. We saw the Security Council come out over the weekend, a 15-0 vote, China and Russia both joining with the rest of the world to sanction North Korea, seen as a very positive sign towards trying to contain North Korea. What can and do you suspect will China do as this moves forward?
Well, I think that if China had wanted to solve this, Vince, they would have done it a very long time ago. And for as far as we can tell, what China wants is to have a North Korea that is a thorn in the side of the United States. I'm not so sure they're thrilled with a nuclear North Korea, but the fact is that they've done very little to stop the North Koreans. And in fact, they've abetted the North Korean program. And we're still finding out or trying to find out the degree to which they may have helped them with missile technology, obviously providing economic support and avoiding the sanctions. So the fact that they voted for this one set of sanctions, which is it's a good set of sanctions, but we should all be clear that this is not going to change the North Korean behavior, means that it's really going to be up to us to figure out how we're going to deal with a nuclear-capable North Korea, because China is not going to solve it unless they decide that's in their best interest.
So is it your opinion that China has played a meaningful role in any capacity to actually advancing their nuclear capability?
Yeah, I think that's probably fairly safe to say. Look, at best, it's been a role of sort of turning the other cheek, looking the other way while North Korea has moved down this road. And don't forget, these are incredibly expensive programs. You know, you can't do these programs unless you have a lot of money coming in. And we know that a lot of that has come through the banks in China, through companies in China that have done trade with North Korea, China providing oil and the like. Whether they've given them actual direct technical help, there's open questions. It seems that some of the road mobile launched missiles that they have may have come from China. The fact is we can make an assessment that China is not particularly helpful.
Speaking of China, one of our listeners tweeted this to me. He said, I think you will see that Trump is playing bad cop and China the good cop. Don't be surprised to see a China-led coup. China knows the North Korean generals and which one to lead a coup against Kim. I would not be surprised if this is the U.S.-China plan. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, this has been going around Washington and other places. I think it's no secret that China does not like Kim Jong-un, the current dictator of North Korea. That is different from saying they don't like North Korea. I don't think any of us would be terribly shocked if China tried something, which is not to say that even they're going to be successful in North Korea. They've lost a lot of influence over the past years. But if they tried a coup, if they tried to get rid of Kim, that doesn't mean they're going to solve this problem, denuclearize North Korea, or suddenly North Korea is going to turn into a democracy. Instead, it's going to be because China wants even tighter control over North Korea, and we have to recognize that.
I want to ask you to assess the efficacy and also the likeliness of the threats coming in both directions right now, which is to say the President of the United States said yesterday that fire and fury will be brought upon North Korea, the likes of which this world has never seen before, should they continue their threats. And also North Korea, for its part, directly threatening to attack Guam after those comments yesterday. What do you make of both sides of this?
Well, clearly we're in a different dynamic with President Trump. I think that, you know, most U.S. presidents have shrugged off North Korea's hyperbolic statements and their propaganda. We recognize that it's the ravings of a regime that is dictatorial and utterly illegitimate. President Trump's taking a different tack. Now, whether he thinks that by upping the American rhetoric in a way that sort of mirrors what comes out of Korea, they will back down, or whether it's just the way that he as an individual reacts to being threatened, and so he's saying, you know, don't try it on my watch. We're in a new era rhetorically. Whether we're in a new era in policy is really what remains to be seen. I mean, the truth is, the Trump administration hasn't done that much differently from the Obama administration, except for beginning the secondary sanctions against China, which is a good thing, and getting a tougher set of sanctions. But again, that's something that presidents have been pursuing in one way or another. The real things that would be game changers would be regime change, the attempt to do that, a preemptive strike, which I don't think anyone is banking on, or something else. So, you know, whether the rhetoric gets us into more of a shooting war, I think that that's what North Korea does, and we'll have to wait to see how they respond to the president.
No sign that they're moving dependence or anything off of Guam, but do you take seriously North Korea's threat to that territory?
Well, I think we take seriously the threat because they have the capability to hit it. I mean, they've got weapons that can range our bases in South Korea, in Japan, and Guam. I mean, you know, basically, according to the assessments of the last ICBM test, they're able to hit the West Coast, maybe as far as Chicago now. The question is whether they have a nuclear warhead that can survive reentry, whether they can accurately target their weapons. But we should have known that Guam would be at the top of their list when they get these capabilities, because what they're really trying to do is raise the costs for the U.S., the threat that they would target our troops in the case of any conflict, and therefore we would think twice about trying to attack them militarily.
Lastly, what does China get out of them, out of North Korea, launching some kind of missile at us with the ensuing hellfire that's going to rain down? What does China benefit from that?
No, China doesn't benefit at all. I don't think China wants to see a war. What China loves is the status quo. The status quo where the United States has to spend enormous amounts of national treasure on defending its ally, on preparing itself to defend itself now from North Korean attack. A war would be a horrible, terrible thing, but it would probably result in the destruction of the North Korean regime, and that's what China doesn't want. So the secondary level to all of this is China's unwillingness to let the North Korean country or the Korean Peninsula tilt towards the United States at the end of whatever outcome we have, whether it's war, collapse of the regime, or a negotiated peace. That's why they want to keep bringing us and the North Koreans back to the table while they come up with plans to try to get us to talk, because it just perpetuates the status quo, which is in China's favor.
All right, Michael Auslan from the Hoover Institute, thank you very much for getting us up to speed this morning on a very hot issue. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
And I want to ask you, what do you think of all of this? The President of the United States saying yesterday, the North Korean threat, quote, will be met with fire, fury, and frankly, power the likes of which this world has never seen before. Were you reassured by that? Or did this make you more nervous about what's coming next? 888-630-9625. 888-630-WMAL.
It is 815 WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, and Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Mary, we do have some unusual delays for our DC 295 commuter, so I want to give you a heads up. Don't get caught off guard here. Northbound on 295 after you pass the exit for the 11th Street Bridge. That's where you're hung up in delays to get by the crash past East Capitol Street up toward Benning Road, so a bit of a long haul through there. Southbound side, as you merge off of 50 in the BW Parkway, 295 slow through to that stretch. On the Southeast Southwest Freeway, DDOT crew said they had the crash on the eastbound side before you get to the 3rd Street Tunnel, but both directions of the freeway quite slow to get by there, rubbernecking obviously on the other side. On the George Washington Parkway, southbound crash as you merge up toward the 14th Street Bridge. Fairfax County Parkway, southbound at I-95, accident cleared out of the travel lanes. And again, a reminder on the marked trains in Odenton, Penn train service suspended until further notice. Unfortunately, police investigation, pedestrian was struck. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL weather channel forecast.
Today, partly cloudy with a high near 85. Tonight, clear skies, a very comfortable 67 tonight. Tomorrow, except for a few afternoon clouds, it's going to be mainly sunny with a high near 85. Currently in our nation's capital, 69 degrees at 817 on WMAL.
Hi, this is Mike Canetta, ProStatus Financial Advisors Group and the Savvy Investor Radio Show. Proud to join you in the WMAL family Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. Strategies to help you grow, keep, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. here on WMAL.
North Korea best not make any more threats to the United States. They will be met with fire and fury.
Like the world has never seen. That's the President of the United States speaking from Bedminster, New Jersey yesterday. Moments ago, the President adding to his thoughts on this subject, tweeting out, "My first order as President was to renovate and modernize our nuclear arsenal. It is now far stronger and more powerful than ever before. Hopefully, we will never have to use this power, but there will never be a time that we are not the most powerful nation in the world." So how are you reacting to yesterday's comments from the President saying he'll bring down fire and fury on North Korea? Were you concerned at all when you heard that, or are you reassured by the President's words? 888-630-9625.
I was glad to hear him say that instead of, I think, what we had for 8 years from the Obama administration was kind of namby-pamby. There really wasn't, we knew there was no bite behind any kind of words, but yet this President, remember, he sent some missiles to Syria because they crossed the red line, as opposed to President Obama, who said, not that red line, I mean this one over here. So there is some track record of backing it up. And I don't think that this means the President's going to start launching nukes because Kim Jong-un said something that he doesn't like. I think this is the President saying, if you attack us, we will hit you back 10 times harder. So think about it really hard before you choose to do that. I think that was the message that was given yesterday. I loved it.
All right, let's go to Alan in Southern Maryland. First up this morning on Mornings on the Mall. Good morning, Alan. What do you make of this?
Good morning. I think all the past administrations have been playing patty cakes with these people.
Yes.
And Trump inherited this, and it's in his lap, and I don't think he's playing. I'm just worried about a 17-year-old son, ready to turn 18, getting dragged into this, along with so many other young men that's going to get dragged into this battle. It's going to be another Korean War. Okay, this has escalated to the point that this is, and all wars start with ground troops and invasion. So we're going to lose a lot of people. They're going to lose a lot of people. But this is what all the past administrations have done by kicking the can down the road, and Trump inherited this. And I think it needs to be settled, and it's going to get settled now.
All right, Alan, worried about war and our young men being sent off, and women these days, by the way, Alan. Let's go to Doug up next in Manassas. Good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Doug, how are you reacting to the president today?
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I really just think it's Trump. Trump is the master of hyperbole. And I think, to be honest with you, I think he's just giving the North Koreans or the North Korean leader back what he's always spitting out. I think he's just playing his game.
Right. But in this case, do you think he'll get something out of Kim Jong-un, meaning Kim Jong-un will actually temper the way that he's behaving as a result?
Well, I think it forces him to play his hand one way or the other. I don't know if we're going to get concessions or if he's going to play nice now or what have you. But I do think it'll force him to play his hand, and then we know, okay, what are we dealing with next?
All right, Doug, not concerned?
And our listener, Bulldog6, who came up with floated the idea of China and President Trump being bad cop, good cop on this, and China being able to engineer a coup, said, China needs to watch their back with a nuclear North Korea. They are more in range than Guam.
Keep the tweets coming as well. Donna, who's in Frederick, has some thoughts on this morning. Good morning, Donna.
Hi, good morning. I was just thinking while I was waiting that the other concern that nobody's really thinking about is Iran's role in this, because they're allies of North Korea. That being said, the bigger worry I have in this whole scenario is the lack of support among our elected officials with respect to our President of the United States. That is scarier than all of it combined.
Yeah, we said Dianne Feinstein instantly attacking the president yesterday. And on matters of foreign policy, typically politicians of both sides will give more deference to the president so that the United States can seem like it's acting with one voice. Definitely not how it happened yesterday. Let's go to Greg, who's in Olney this morning. Greg, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning, Mary and Vince. I think this actually works in our favor because, you know, we're a little over 30 days from talking about a brand new budget. And I don't think you're going to be having a lot of people saying, cut the fence with this guy with this threat looming. So in that regard, I think let him pop off. I think what Trump did is good, giving him back his own medicine. He's not used to getting that.
There you go. So the chaos is going to be, will serve as something of a spillover benefit to ensuring that the funding for defense remains there as Congress considers it.
Interesting theory.
8:22 now on WMAL. We'll take more of your calls in just a moment.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
It's the Big Screen Store's 2-for-1 sale. Get a Samsung 4K 70-inch plus a 50-inch Samsung for just $17.99. That's right, a 70 and a 50-inch for just $17.99. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Plus great deals from your home theater experts on the latest in power reclining seating with power headrests.
Nothing like watching a movie on a big screen.
You got to check out the Big Screen Store.
And for a limited time, a 70-inch 4K UHD TV and a 50-inch Samsung is just $17.99. The Big Screen Store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Listen every weekday morning at 5:42 for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. These news reports come directly from the United States Department of Defense at defense.gov. You can find today's story by visiting WMAL.com/todays. GEICO's military program has been an important part of their business since it began in 1936. GEICO understands the unique insurance needs of our military personnel and their families. That's why they provide a dedicated staff working solely on their behalf.
Dentist. Even the word makes some people uneasy. Bad dental experiences may have kept your smile hidden for years, but that is about to change. Hi, I'm Dr. Uprelli from the Cascade Center for Dental Health, where we create smiles that help bring out the confident you. Our super friendly staff and incredibly experienced dentists can handle everything from a cavity to full mount dental implants, all in one office with one doctor, saving you both time and money. And with sedation dentistry, pain and fear is a thing of the past. At Cascades, we have a board-certified anesthesiologist that can keep you completely comfortable or help you sleep through your entire procedure. At Cascades, there's no fear and no lectures. Over the last 15 years, I've helped thousands of your friends and neighbors at 46302 McClellan Way in the Cascades Marketplace. Learn more about sedation dentistry, find out about our modern implants, and our 10-year guarantee at CascadesDental.com or call 866-25-SLEEP.
825 now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia commuters, here we go. Southbound Fairfax County Parkway. I was so excited. Everything had been cleared to the shoulder with the crash southbound at I-95. However, tow truck is there and they block that right lane again. So pressure is still on a bit here. Again, southbound on 286 as you approach and pass I-95. Now on Interstate 95, had the crash on the ramp to go onto the Prince William Parkway. That had been over to the far right shoulder, and now a crash. Oh boy, I see two tractor trailers stopped here. This is going to be north on 95 in Dale City, second lane from the right, so most likely they'll block off those two right lanes. Be careful as you're coming northbound again. Dale City, get to the far left lanes to get by this new crash. Literally just happened. Maryland for 270. Once you get by some of that stop and go volume through Urbana and Hyattstown, you hit some of those slowdowns in Gaithersburg and in Rockville. And this update is sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam can even prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at TheraWorksRelief.com. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All the moisture way south of us now. As a frontal boundary will stay south, we're influenced by a dry weather mass, and it'll stay with us here as we head through today. A few clouds around up to about 85. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 69 degrees at 826 on WMAL.
They will be met with fire and fury like the world has never seen.
Were you reassured by that comment yesterday? They're a little more nervous about the state of the world as President Trump takes on North Korea right now rhetorically. Could be something more, though, based on what he said. Let's go to Mike in Hagerstown up next on Mornings on the Mall. Good morning, Mike. What do you think?
Good morning. I'm definitely reassured. I mean, I think that the world has looked at us for the last 8 years and thought, you know, these guys used to be something, but now they're not anything. But with President Trump in there, he's letting everybody know that, no, we are the most powerful nation out there and that we are to be feared and not to be messed with because we will destroy you.
Yeah. Hey, this that boy, if you're Kim Jong-un, you are turning your fat little neck today. You're just like, whoa, what did he say? I've never heard a president of the United States say that.
Let's go. Do you think he knows that he said that, or did his generals tell him something else?
I have a feeling they communicated it to him. He may have executed somebody, but he found out one way or the other. It's 827 now on WMAL.
Whether you're looking to move up or change careers, make sure the education you invest in can give you skills to prepare you for that next step. University of Maryland University College offers degrees online from a public state university to provide the education your future demands. Hear from alumni like cyber graduate Kate.
When I mentioned UMUC, everybody's eyes lit up in the room because they knew that program had a good reputation in the industry.
MBA graduate Andre.
The real life experience of my teachers at UMUC was absolutely invaluable.
Health informatics graduate Ebony.
Every class that I had applied to what I was doing at work.
And communications graduate Monique.
The fact that UMUC is part of the University System of Maryland means that it's a quality education.
Find out how UMUC can work for you. You could earn a fall term scholarship worth up to $1,000. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
This is a court-ordered notice. Current and former BMW, Mazda, Subaru, and Toyota owners or lessees can receive payments and other benefits from a legal settlement related to allegedly defective Takata airbags in their vehicles. To see if your vehicle is included and to file a claim, go to AutoAirbagSettlement.com or call 1-888-735-5596. That's AutoAirbagSettlement.com or 1-888-735-5596.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owners insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owners insurance, 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
Coming up on WMAL, well, we just have an entertainment news palooza. There is a lot of entertainment news. Do you have some kind of witty pun for this, Vince?
I don't know, not right now, but if you care a lot about Game of Thrones, you're going to care sincerely about the ransom threat that's being held against HBO. All of those spoilers may be flying directly at you unless HBO pays them massive sums of money.
Oh, you could probably just turn your TV off and not know anything about it, right?
No, I refuse. Always have the TV running.
And here's a reason not to watch Game of Thrones now. It's 8:30. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL,
a Cumulus station.
News. Now,
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. A person was struck and killed by an Amtrak train just a short time ago at the Odenton Station in Anne Arundel County. So service on Mark's Penn Line has been suspended as a result. We'll have further details as they become available. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says President Trump was sending a strong message to North Korea with his fire and fury remark yesterday.
As Commander-in-Chief, I think he felt it necessary to issue a very strong statement directly to North Korea. But I think what the president was just reaffirming is the United States has the capability to fully defend itself from any attack and defend our allies, and we will do so. And so the American people should sleep well at night.
Speaking to reporters before landing in Guam, which Pyongyang has threatened to strike, Tillerson said North Korea's rhetoric has ratcheted up in the face of international opposition to its nuclear program. No decision last night by the College Park City Council on that proposal to allow non-citizens to vote in city elections. Instead, the council postponed action until next month, when council members could either vote up or down on the idea or could vote to put it to a referendum. Officials in St. Mary's County, Maryland today are expected to announce indictments on murder and manslaughter charges against drug dealers who they say caused the overdose deaths of at least six people. The TSA says it has now detected at least 21 guns at BWI Airport so far this year, up from last year's total, including two they found last weekend at a checkpoint in the airport. A Prince George's County man had two guns and some ammo. He says he forgot he had them with him. And the Washington Nationals have a solid hold on first place in the National League East right now, but the quality of the food at the ballpark ranks 24th in the major leagues, according to this year's ballpark food safety rankings from Sports Illustrated. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 22,085, the NASDAQ at 6,370. Sports Vance Worley thwarts the Nationals for the second time in 9 days as the Nats fall to Miami. And former Oriole pitcher Barker Bridwell comes back to haunt his former team as the Angels beat the O's. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Get ready to start flipping houses overnight for a nice profit. The NV Real Estate Academy is now giving away their Fortunes in Flipping Kit for free. This kit has helped thousands of rookie investors just like you learn how to flip houses for large profits, and it can help you too. Call now to get your free kit and learn the secrets of flipping houses with other people's money, or partnering with the NV Real Estate Academy Network to get your deals funded. Plus, you'll get their new groundbreaking tax lien investing kit that'll show you how to earn government secured returns up to 18% annually and how to buy highly discounted tax delinquent properties. So if you're ready to make some extra cash, call 1-800-614-2119 now to get your free kit. Call 800-614-2119 now, and you'll also get free tickets to a live training with a free meal, a smartwatch, and flash drive loaded with vital information, plus a national government auction list of properties for sale, all free just for attending. Call 800-614-2119. That's 800-614-2119.
You have no desire to do anything, to get up, to move.
Dr. Will Sauve at Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers.
Depression is one of the few kinds of illnesses that takes over your identity. So people wake up every morning, you look in the mirror, and you see that depressed version of you. You do that enough times, and that becomes you.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression with TMS therapy at Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers.
TMS therapy, it's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression. I look forward to talking to patients who have completed their treatment, because So many of them are in remission. So many of them are so happy that you really do get to see people walking out of here feeling completely well.
I don't know where I would be or what I would have done without TMS.
I can't really say in a strong enough way how much this treatment, this center has meant to me. I'm very happy.
Accepting most insurances, including Medicare. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Edelman, host of The Rick Edelman Show. You know, a great first step in planning for retirement is contributing to your savings plan at work. But a truly comprehensive retirement strategy involves more than just savings alone. It's time to think about retirement planning in a whole new way. So I invite you to find out more in our summer seminar, Preparing for Retirement. You'll learn how to get the most from your IRAs and retirement accounts, maximize your Social Security benefits, and design your estate plan. Mastering these strategies now will help you enjoy a secure and financially successful retirement later on. With retirement just over the horizon, make sure you have the information you need to start off the right way. We have 11 seminars in Maryland and Northern Virginia the week of August 7, weekdays at 1 and 7 p.m., Saturday, 11 a.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricestelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Chris Plant here. Join me, Brigitte Gabrielle, Mark Levin, Rush Limbaugh, Cal Thomas, and many others at the Media Research Center's annual gala, September 21st at the National Building Museum. Go to mrc.org/gala, mrc.org/gala.
835 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first of the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, Interstate 95, two tractor trailers stopped. This will be on northbound 95 before you get up to the Prince William Parkway. And looks like that far right lane blocked. Still watching that closely to see if additional fire and rescue come to the scene there. But again, 95 as you make your travels northbound up near Potomac Mills. Now, let's go beyond pretty decent until you merge onto each loop of the Capitol Beltway. In Newington, getting better. I know you're still in delays, but lanes are reopened on the Fairfax County Parkway southbound right as you come past I-95, scene of the earlier crash. Nothing even left there. Across the 14th Street Bridge, we're trying to recover. DDOT crews tell me all lanes open on the eastbound freeway before the 3rd Street Tunnel where we had the crash. No problems to report right now on the George Washington Parkway. It looks a little bit better than normal heading past the overlooks. Baltimore Washington Parkway in the southbound directions, northbound direction, approaching Route 100, reports of a crash. And as Bill mentioned in the news on Mark, Penn train service suspended in Odenton until further notice with the police investigation. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not too bad the next couple of days. Temperatures a couple degrees down below average, about 85 today. A few clouds this morning and sunshine with a few clouds this afternoon. Tonight we'll fall back to about 67. Suburbs will be a little cooler. Tomorrow sunshine, some clouds in the afternoon up to 85, and some morning showers and thunderstorms on Friday. Highs will be about 82 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now 64 in Leesburg, 62 and only 69 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by the Media Research Center. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
WMAL.
Like a rhinestone cowboy.
Good morning, 8:37 now on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk, and that's the voice, of course, of Glenn Campbell, who we're honoring now today. He's dead at 81 years old. He's described as the grinning, high-pitched entertainer whose dozens of hit singles included, of course, Rhinestone Cowboy and Wichita Lineman, and whose appeal spanned country, pop, television, movies, and he died yesterday. His family said he was 81 years old. Looking through his resume, I mean, I didn't even realize that he was associated with so many great things that I actually really do enjoy, genuinely. Frank Sinatra's Strangers in the Night, he played guitar on. He also played guitar for the Monkees on I'm a Believer. I mean, the hits keep on coming. He starred with John Wayne in 1969's True Grit, the original True Grit. So he had quite a crossover career from both country music to Hollywood. He sort of did it all.
I want to say, Mike McKay, maybe you didn't he have a variety show in the 70s somewhere along the line? I think he did.
He did. It's called the Glenn Campbell Good Time Hour.
Oh, he did. Okay.
From 1969 to 1972. 50 million people in his weekly audience for that show.
Wow.
50 million.
Yeah, he was a big deal. For those of you who are Glen Campbell fans, Universal will be releasing his final studio album on June 9th. It's called Adios. He knew he had Alzheimer's, and he did a documentary on it in 2015 called Glen Campbell, I'll Be Me. So he knew, and he did a tour in 2011 as a farewell tour because he knew that he had Alzheimer's. He knew where he was going with this. So it's sad. So his final album called Adios, it's a 12-track compilation. It was recorded in 2012 in Nashville in the middle of the Goodbye Tour. It features him singing four Jimmy Webb songs that he never recorded but he always loved. Other songwriters on the album include Roger Miller, Bob Dylan, Dickie Lee, Jerry Reed, Carl Jackson, Fred Neil, and Willie Nelson, who does a debut with him called Funny How Time Slips Away. He does a duet with him, called Funny How Time Slips Away. So it's a very poignant album, and it's really sad he knew where he was going and this disease was the disease that he was going
to
have.
We're going to have to give that a listen. Meanwhile, in other entertainment news, the weirdo with the beardo might be coming back. David Letterman. Yeah, he's signed on to do a Netflix series, a 6-episode untitled series. It's going to feature in-depth interviews as well as topics outside of the studio. And that's 2 years now after he's left The Late Show on CBS. So Letterman's going to return to computer and television screens near you as a courtesy of a Netflix series. And let's see if he answers the question of whether or not he's going to keep that crazy beard.
That beard is out of control. This is what happens when you go and live in the backwoods of Montana. I would say, well, actually, I'm wrong. He's not living in the backwoods of Montana. Where he lives in Montana is actually a very wealthy enclave.
I'm shocked.
So he's just the eccentric guy at the end of the cul-de-sac now.
HBO hackers, by the way, let's move over to them. Speaking of other streaming services, HBO, the hackers of HBO are demanding millions in ransom money. They're threatening to release Game of Thrones scripts. Yeah, that's right. So if you are worried about Game of Thrones spoilers ruining your day, there's a chance many of those spoilers could be flying fast and furious through your Twitter feed. So figure out a way to block those terms now, because these hackers want to release it. They're demanding HBO pay them millions of dollars. The hackers have demanded what they're saying is their 6-month salary in Bitcoin, which was implied to be at least $6 million. They've already been leaking some top executives' emails from the network.
Okay, so riddle me this, Batman. If you're going to pay them in electronic bitcoins, because they don't actually really exist, the coins, it's an electronic transfer, right?
It's an electronic currency.
So how do you not track the people who take the currency, like where it goes to? You have to get, it's like transferring the money to your bank account. They could be able to come and get you, right?
I don't know. Take it up with the Digital Federal Reserve, how exactly they handle all that.
Is there a Digital Federal Reserve?
I don't know. I'm just making that up. But they do have Bitcoin, and it's
something.
A real currency, and people use it. It's best used on the dark web, by the way, if you want to commit illicit activities, and this is one of them that they're attempting to get away with. Spike Lee and Colin Kaepernick are now in the same sentence together because a protest is taking place soon outside of NFL headquarters. The, quote, United We Stand rally for Colin Kaepernick that Spike Lee is supporting and participating in. Colin Kaepernick, of course, at the center of all sorts of racial conflicts within the NFL, not standing for the national anthem, being pro-Black Lives Matter, and now being the subject of much controversy about which team he will finally end up with, if any.
Uh-huh.
So that rally taking place today.
And his fiance, that was a couple of weeks ago that she chimed in to help him even more, to make him become even more toxic and unhireable.
Yeah, she played a useful role in trying to assert that the owner of the Baltimore Ravens is nothing but a slave owner.
Yeah.
Excuse me?
Because that's a way to endear you to your possible new boss. Yeah. I really want you to hire me, but here's my crazy fiance, by the way, who's going to chime in.
Can you imagine if your husband jumped in during your contract negotiation? You're like, hey, you're a slave owner. What? Honey, you're not helping at all, actually. Can you calm down?
So dinner with the possible new boss didn't go well?
Speaking of things that are not going well, Al Gore's Inconvenient sequel has failed to resonate with many viewers, Fox News reports. The Washington Times reported Monday that the film, which is a follow-up to the 2006 Oscar-winning documentary, An Inconvenient Truth, reached just the 15th spot at the box office in its first weekend since being released on July 28th. Not doing well, and the film supporters are blaming Paramount Pictures, responsible for distributing it, saying that they have some sort of bias against it or something.
Well, maybe it didn't help that just before the movie came out, also released was the fact that Al Gore, just one home in 1 year, uses enough energy to power 21 normal American homes in 1 year. So maybe because he's a big, fat, stinking hypocrite, people said, maybe I'm not going to pay that kind of money to go see more propaganda.
Mary, that's what we call an inconvenient fact. 844 now on WMAL.
Chris Plant here. You've heard me rave about my dentist, Dr. Wayne Miles of Smiles by Miles. And now, due to your overwhelming response, he's extended this special offer. For the first 25 callers, Dr. Miles is offering a free exam and free x-rays so you can get your mouth back in great health. That's right, absolutely free. Find out what outstanding dental care is like and make up for years of dental neglect. All your dental problems can be fixed in just one or two visits while you relax through it all with sedation. Use sleep through the appointment with virtually no memory of it. Your health begins with a healthy mouth. So avoid emergencies, pain, and infection, and commit to looking and feeling great again. Call now and take advantage of this amazing offer for a free exam and free x-rays, regularly $375, and get your dental health back. You deserve it. Call Dr. Miles at 703-925-0800 or at smilesbymiles.com. That's MYLES.com.
Learn how you could make your money go further in retirement. Listen to Ron Carson on Wealth from Wisdom this Saturday at noon, right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
It's 8:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather. It's every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, we do have some late activity on the Beltway, Virginia. Let's begin trying to get through Tyson's and past the toll road. That's where we had the crash. Still saw a lot of activity. It looks like a police car just leaving the right lane there. So hopefully we'll get all lanes open. But keep alert as you're heading inner loop north of 66. Delays are beginning actually before 66. On Interstate 95, two tractor trailers stopped in the right lane in Dale City. Northbound 95 before you get to the Prince William Parkway. Stay to the far left, obviously, get around these tractor trailers. On DC 295 northbound, northbound side with an unusual backup to get past East Capitol Street and toward Benning, and that's the scene of the crash. Southbound Rubbernecking, you can see the activity. Heading into Ellicott City, extra time needed on each direction of I-70, then to go south on 29 with the crash, southbound 29 at 40. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not too bad the next couple of days. Temperatures a couple degrees down below average, about 85 today. A few clouds this morning and sunshine with a few clouds this afternoon. Tonight will fall back to about 67. Suburbs will be a little cooler. Tomorrow, sunshine, some clouds in the afternoon up to 85. And some morning showers and thunderstorms on Friday. Highs will be about 82 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 69 degrees at 847 on WMAL.
All right, so Google in the midst of its own scandal here. Let's see how long it persists. The media giving Google a huge assist yesterday. All of the headlines about this engineer who wrote a memo basically only suggesting, like, hey, when we consider why more men have certain jobs than women, one of the factors we should think of is whether or not that's self-selecting. I'm not saying prejudice doesn't exist. What I am saying is that sometimes men are either, you know, are more inclined towards certain environments than women are, and vice versa. And that, again, is nothing to say about individuals. They have a huge range of skill sets. But this guy, James Damore, fired for having that opinion. He was very naughty for thinking out loud or trying to engage rational debate. Here's how the press reacted yesterday when they were reporting on this. This is the fair mainstream press reacting to this memo.
Stunning, disturbing story about what a male engineer at Google wrote.
He's saying women aren't biologically suited to be engineers.
Why? Because they're women. Biologically, they can't do it.
Biology.
Biological reasons.
For biological reasons.
Not biologically fit.
Sexist memo. Sexist memo. The sexist stuff people have been saying on Twitter, too, has just been, like, so gross.
An anti-diversity memo.
This is a disturbing document.
It's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
This is a really calm job, I gotta tell you. I am never stressed out.
I disagree with what he wrote profoundly.
Heck yeah.
Slamming his female co-workers in the process.
There's a lot of frustration. Google employees saying that women are inferior, and that's why there are not as many women software engineers.
Well, he writes that the gender wage gap is a myth.
Well, there's one trend on display, and that's the media's dumbness yesterday, not reading enough into the 3,000-word memo. It's not that many words. Just like, I don't know, read it. The guy has a master's in biology from Harvard University. So there's that, too. Meanwhile, Google's firing of this guy. The fact that the memo even existed led to a bunch of female employees on Monday at Google not showing up to work, apparently. Just refusing to show up. They were so upset by this. They became so emotional about the subject that they decided, you know what, I'm not going to go to work today because this is just too much. I'm distraught.
Well, that's one of the things that he said in the memo was biologically that, you know, women, what did he say, neurotic? That was the term that I think got everybody crazed,
yes,
was that women are more neurotic than men and can't handle stress. And I think that may have been one of the lines where he went awry. You probably might have wanted to say they handle different stress differently than men. I'll stand by my assertion that raising children is one of the most stressful things you can possibly do, and there are a lot of women who stay home and handle
and
that.
And he leaned on it as a objective matter. He was referring, I mean, if you read the piece, it was clear he was trying to be scientific about it,
yes,
not subjective, but apparently wording is important, and people got upset about it. Let's also mention that Julian Assange, you know that guy?
Yes.
He says he wants to hire the Google engineer, James Damore, or is it James Damore? I like Damore better. On Monday, after he was fired, now we have Julian Assange publicly offering to bring him on board. He writes, censorship is for losers. WikiLeaks is offering a job to fired Google engineer James Damore.
Does he have to live in the Ecuadorian embassy in London?
At this point, I feel like,
have a room,
based
right?
on the way he's being treated, he probably does need to hide in somebody's embassy.
All right, well, I'm sure they have a couple of extra rooms. It's a big place. Dear Lord.
This is the craziest story of the week, and it definitely deserves just as much, if not more, attention. Unless we go to war with North Korea, then all bets are off.
Well, you know, it is showing how the tolerance of the liberal left and how much they embrace diversity, especially diversity of opinion. They're big on that.
Come on, Google, search for your brain. 8:51 now on WMAL.
A Better Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Here's a cautionary tale about the importance, or not, of brand names. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. If you happen to know anything at all about violins, which admittedly I do not, a Stradivarius is the very best that money can buy. Or is it? Well, as I now understand it, the thinking goes that Stradivarius violins are awesome at projecting sound. So, French researchers set up a study to test whether orchestra audience members could tell the difference between a Strad Antique or a new violin. Well, surprise, surprise, people said the new violins projected sound better, and the sound of the new violins were generally preferred overall. Not that you're necessarily in the market for a fancy Stradivarius, but this lesson applies to other areas in your life as well. You can almost always save money by not spending extra for a brand name. Oftentimes, what you'll get is just as good, sometimes even better. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond powder spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond powder spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
If you're ready to buy your first home, a bigger home, or a better home, but still saving for the down payment, you need NASA Federal. Yeah, that NASA. With NASA Federal's LaunchPad Home Loan, there's no down payment and no monthly private mortgage insurance. You can save thousands with zero down and zero PMI. And with that big down payment out of the way, you're practically cleared for launch. Oh, and you don't have to work at NASA to get the LaunchPad Home Loan. You just need to call 855-999-NASA or visit nasafcu.com/999. That's 855-999-NASA or nasafcu.com/999. And with rates on the rise, now's the perfect time to spring into action. Get your new home with zero down, zero PMI, and a little help from NASA Federal. That's smart. NASA smart. For more information, call 1-855-999-NASA or click nasafcu.com/999. Equal housing lender. Offer valid on approved credit for primary residences. Membership eligibility required. NMLS number 486583.
This is Parkinson's disease.
Hello.
When it comes to doing the things you want, Parkinson's can be a real challenge. Now meet Stuart.
Hi there.
He was diagnosed with Parkinson's a few years ago. For Stuart and his carer, slowness and stiffness are often a part of their day. That means Parkinson's does its best to get in their way.
That's right.
Let's see. What's on our to-do list today? We need to pick up the...
Nope.
Well, we should at least start the...
No.
Can we get going on that?
No, siree.
Parkinson's is a progressive condition, and as it progresses, the changes you face can be trying.
What about...
Out of the question.
At least we
can... No way.
Go to factsonpd.com to learn more about Parkinson's and the challenges you may be dealing with. You can also sign up to receive more information and an educational resource kit at no cost. Talk to your doctor about all your symptoms. At factsonpd.com, you can take a short quiz designed to prepare you for your next doctor visit.
What is your Parkinson's getting in the way of today?
Go to factsonpd.com to learn more. Brought to you by AbbVie.
It's 8:55 WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives, and Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Have a great day, Jamie.
You do the same, and everybody watch as you head out and about. We still have a couple of hiccups around the region. Interstate 95 northbound, where we have two tractor trailers stopped in the right lane. This will be northbound 95 as you try to head past Potomac Mills, right before you get up to the Prince William Parkway, so stay left. We have a lot of help now at the scene there. Beyond, you're good up through to the Beltway. Beltway delays pretty much linked up now near Braddock Road, and that goes off and on to the Legion Bridge along the way as you approach the toll road, and the Georgetown Pike had an earlier incident. Top side of the Beltway still bunched up from 95 to George Avenue. Ellicott City on 29. The crash is southbound 29 right as you come up toward Route 40 with delays off of each direction of I-70, so be prepared for that. Update is sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. Now to relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam can even prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at TheraWorksRelief.com. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not too bad the next couple of days. Temperatures a couple degrees down below average, about 85 today. A few clouds this morning and sunshine with a few clouds this afternoon. Tonight we'll fall back to about 67. Suburbs will be a little cooler. Tomorrow sunshine, some clouds in the afternoon up to 85. And some morning showers and thunderstorms on Friday. Highs will be about 82 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray
Stigler. Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. Did you know that each year several pounds of dirt, dust, and dander can accumulate in your carpets? Yeah, that's right. I said pounds. Listen, carpets are the largest air filter in your home, and they need to be professionally cleaned at least once a year. So take my advice, have the pros at Zero Res clean your carpets. They did it for me, and let me tell you, a Zero Res clean is the best. Zero Res will have your old dirty carpets looking, smelling, and feeling brand new again. Stains, pet odors, and allergens will be removed, and a Zero Res clean dries in just a few hours. Stop being embarrassed when friends visit and see or smell your dirty carpets. No carpets, no problem. Zero Res can also deep clean hardwoods, laminate, tile, and grout surfaces too. Call Zero Res right now and ask for the WMAL special. Get three rooms of carpet clean for just $159 plus a hallway clean for free. Or for a limited time, get 25% off any area rug cleaning. Minimums apply. Call now. 703-382-1221. That's 703-382-1221 or online at zeroresdc.com. Spell it forwards or backwards. It's the same. Z-E-R-O-R-E-Z.
Stabbing or burning pains, tingling and numbness, cramps in your feet and legs, feeling like a sock is balled up under your foot. These distinct sensations sound strange to most, but are constant for anyone suffering from peripheral neuropathy. Most doctors are dismissive of these painful symptoms because the only treatment options used to be medications and their side effects, or surgery. Now there's a non-drug and non-surgical treatment for neuropathy at Virginia Family Chiropractic. We use a comprehensive approach combining high-dose laser, nerve regeneration methods, and balance therapies that are customized for each patient. We can rehabilitate damaged nerves. All treatments are non-surgical, drug and pain-free. Best of all, they're effective. If you experience numbness, shooting or burning pains, or loss of balance, call us for a free neuropathy consultation. It could change your life. Virginia Family Chiropractic, 571-350-3520, or click virginiafamilychiropractic.com.
You can have the convenience of teeth in a day with a 10-year warranty on implants from a dentist who has well over 30 years of experience.
Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and I can restore a full arch of teeth with a variety of sedation options to keep you completely relaxed and comfortable. Did you know losing one or more of your teeth can affect your smile, your ability to chew properly, and change the shape of your face, causing the appearance of premature aging? Dental implant treatments created from state-of-the-art materials using the latest technology are now the standard of care for tooth replacement. In most cases, I can provide teeth in a day, so you'll leave my office with a perfect new smile. And for our high-fear patients, you can even sleep through the entire procedure. Isn't it time for you to smile easy? Call McMillan Sedation Dentistry, 703-503-9490. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Hey, coming up tomorrow on WMAL, well, it is the first Redskins preseason game. And Larry Michael, the voice of the Redskins, will be joining us tomorrow to discuss that. Get all the hype. We'll find out. It's going to be an exciting game.
And a little sports news for you. The Verizon Center is no more. Now it's the Capital One Arena. That's convenient for the Washington Capitals. Now we got a Capital Arena.
Perfect. So
expect the signage soon. They're putting it up this fall. The stadium is changing names.
I want to know when it's going to be called the Vince Conley Stadium.
We'll get there. We'll get there. But it's going to take many more years of doing this right here on WMAL. News is next.